is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. This is the sound of help. Linemen have been restringing power cables in Tampa and cherry pickers. Some 50,000 of them are here in Florida, making headway quickly, bringing electricity back to about a million customers in the past 24 hours. Of course, power is only part of the Hurricane Milton recovery puzzle. Correspondent Tom Hansen is in Pasco County near Tampa.
Streets are swamped, sidewalks buckled, and hundreds of homes damaged or destroyed.
I'm going to rebuild. There's no doubt about that. It's the only place I got.
With the 1-2 punch of Hurricane Helene and now Milton, Penny Schalberg's Cortez condo is in pieces.
It's devastating. It's your life. It's what you've worked for and worked hard for, and it's gone.
Speaking outside a crane collapse in St. Petersburg, Governor Ron DeSantis said parts of the state suffered record rainfall and deadly tornadoes.
North of here, a search and rescue mission that followed Hurricane Helene appears to be over.
I'm Jim Krasula in North Carolina. Authorities in Rutherford County now say the more than 1,100 people missing after the historic flooding from Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago have all been accounted for. There have been 3 confirmed storm-related deaths in the county, which is about 30 miles southeast of Asheville. 2 towns in Rutherford County were all but destroyed in the flooding, Chimney Rock and Lake Lore.
Republican Donald Trump is campaigning this afternoon in Aurora, Colorado.
If I were president, the Ukraine-Russia situation would have never happened, October 7th in Israel would have never happened. Inflation would have never happened. You had no inflation.
And as Trump vilifies Democrats, Kamala Harris says she'll appoint a Republican to her cabinet if elected. And this.
Creating a bipartisan council of advisors who can then give feedback on policy as we go forward.
Harris is campaigning in Scottsdale, Arizona. The UN says at least 4 peacekeepers have been injured in attacks on their headquarters in Beirut in the past 2 days. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
2 explosions hit the UN peacekeeping headquarters in southern Lebanon today, a day after Israeli forces struck the same position. The UN Secretary General said peacekeepers must be protected. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with his Israeli counterpart and emphasized the importance of that. The forces, more than 10,000 peacekeepers from dozens of countries.
Layoffs are coming to America's plane maker. Boeing says it'll cut 10% of its workforce after a big third quarter loss. The announcement coming after Wall Street closed. The Dow closed up 410. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Courthouse is closed for the day. A water main serving the building has been compromised, and as a result, the courthouse is currently without water. A statement says it'll remain closed for the rest of the day out of an abundance of caution for public health and safety. The law enforcement center and all other county buildings are open as normal. The Racine City Council's executive committee voted to pass some ordinances that are said to limit Mayor Corey Mason's control over council agendas. The decision last night addresses some concerns of the 6 boycotting alders. The measures will be presented to the full council next week. K-9 Riggs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is retiring. He's the hero dog that recovered from a gunshot wound to the head and went back to work. The department is hosting a combination retirement party and fundraiser on Sunday. Yee's Oriental Inn in Kenosha, which closed in January, is being revived. When it comes back, it'll be called Mr. Yee's Oriental Inn. The new owners plan to preserve the menu. They recently posted on social media that they're hiring. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands, because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some early sun, then afternoon clouds, and maybe a brief shower. A high near 60. Showers likely and in the upper 50s Sunday, breezy and cooler. And more showers around on Monday. Right now, it's 80.
Fontella Bass and Rescue Me on WRJN. You know, she originally started singing with gospel groups from the age of six before switching to R&B when she was a teenager. She eventually auditioned for Chess Records and landed a recording contract.
Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee. It'll soon be summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Ah! Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you headed out to the movies this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Find out what's new at the box office. Brett?
Well, there is a plethora of mainstream new releases. Let's go by each one of them. There is something for everyone on the big screen this weekend. And the first is Piece by Piece. This is a journey through the life of singer-songwriter Pharrell Williams, and it's all told through the lens of Lego animation. The next movie is Saturday Night. This one is a gem. It's the story of what happened 90 minutes before the first broadcast of the very first Saturday Night Live. It's directed by Jason Reitman. It is hilarious, and this movie is getting fantastic reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Next up is the horror movie Terrifier 3. Art the Clown is back in the third movie of the series, and he's back to terrorize some residents on Christmas Eve. My Hero Academia, You're Next is an anime movie, and it should do very well at the box office because it's distributed by powerhouse Crunchyroll. The Apprentice is a drama about Donald Trump's ascent to power. And the last one is a very neat gem released by Disney. It's The Nightmare Before Christmas. The 1993 classic returns to the big screen in both 2D and 3D. Don't miss your chance to see it again on the big screen. As you can see, there is so much out there for everyone to see at the cinema. Go pick out one of these movies and have a great time today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
kicks next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick. Let rock. Everybody let rock. Everybody knows, say a lot. Well, down to the jail, let rock. Down to the jail, let rock. Down to the jail, let rock.
Local news, timeless hits from Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock on WRJN. How'd you like a ticket to this show? It was on this date in 1955. Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash kicked off an 11-day tour of the southern United States in Abilene, Texas.
It's getting to the point. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back it
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
What have you?
chestnut brown canary, Ruby throat jay sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, say she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? They see lilting
listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online for WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. More pollution from farms and livestock operations is flowing down the Mississippi River Basin than ever before. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says cleanup efforts need a lot more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution in the Mississippi River and the Gulf.
Midwestern groups are pushing for a pollution quota system similar to a successful program protecting the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Last night, there was a step taken towards addressing the concerns that led to the recent city council boycott. The executive committee of the council voted to pass an ordinance that would dial back the ability of Mayor Corey Mason to set agendas for city council business. The committee's decision addresses concerns that led to a boycott by six council members. The measure is expected to be presented at the full council meeting next week. The boycotting alders, including Melissa Caprillion, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, Jeff Coe, Olivia Turquoise Davis, and Henry Perez, are expressing cautious optimism about the progress. A Kenosha County school administrator has sent a letter to families and staff. She's addressing the situation about a teacher's aide arrested for child sexual assault. The letter emphasized that the alleged incident involving a 33-year-old aide at Riverview Elementary did not occur on school property or during school hours. Support services are being offered to the school community. That teacher's aide is expected to be in court for the first time today. The hero dog that went back to work after getting shot is turning in his leash. Canine Riggs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is retiring after years of service. The department is hosting a combination retirement party and fundraiser Sunday at the Parkway Chateau, featuring canine demonstrations, tactical vehicle displays, and family-friendly activities. 3 years ago, the dog was shot in the head while taking down a homicide suspect. He recovered and resumed his duties. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some early sun, then afternoon clouds, and maybe a brief shower. A high near 60. Showers likely and in the upper 50s Sunday, breezy and cooler. And more showers around on Monday. Right now, it's 80.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Dancing in gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
W-R-J-N.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm guessing that the first time you heard that song, whether it was on the radio or in your own home, it was heard on vinyl. Yeah, the first time we heard a lot of these hits, it was on vinyl. And now, Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. That drawing happens October 25th. It's timeless hits that sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means? Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then, high school football, the pregame at 6:30, the kickoff at 7 o'clock with Dick Graceffa, right here on WRJN. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great weekend.
A lot longer.